All right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA. This is my stimulus update for Wednesday, April 29th. Now, to kick this off, let's talk briefly about the next relief bill, all right? And in particular, some statements made by Mitch McConnell, okay? Now, maybe the substance of these statements aren't as important as the fact that these statements seem, at least to me, indicators that Mitch is trying to find some middle ground with Democrats when it comes to state and local funding, okay? Remember, in the relief bill that was signed last week, Democrats really wanted state and local funding to be a part of that, right? More money for state and local governments. They didn't get it. Pelosi and other Democrats have said that in the next relief bill, they really want more funding for state and local governments. Mitch said some things yesterday that indicate, at least to me, that he's willing to find some middle ground there to move forward with a bipartisan relief bill, at least with respect to state and local government assistance from the feds. Okay, so I'm going to read you what he said, but just to give some context. You know that Republicans are in general a bit more gung-ho about reopening America and getting people back to work and stimulating the economy in that way, right? The states that have been fairly aggressive in reopening have largely been red states. So in light of that, Mitch McConnell said this yesterday, and I'm going to explain it afterwards since it's a little confusing, but here's what he said. Mitch said, "You have to carefully craft the liability protection to deal with the money that would be supplied to state and local governments, conditioned upon them enacting at the state level the kind of legislation that would provide liability protection for those that are seeking to go forward and get the economy back to work." Kind of cryptic, right? Like one big run-on sentence. I had to read it a couple times, but what's Mitch saying here? He's saying that he would be open to more federal funds being diverted to state and local governments in the next relief bill, right? Because that's what the Democrats really want, Pelosi and the rest. But he would condition this additional funding, he would limit it to only those states that put laws in place to protect the employers who are reopening, who are opening their doors again, who are bringing their employees back to work. Why do these employers need this protection, this liability protection McConnell's talking about? Well, think about it. What if you're a business owner and you reopen and you bring your employees back to work and a customer gets coronavirus and they sue you? They say, "This is your fault. You reopened. I got coronavirus here. This is your fault. Now I'm going to sue you." Okay? Well, Mitch is saying he wants protections in place to ensure that employers, right, are protected from these kinds of lawsuits. And he wants to condition states receiving federal aid in the next relief package on a given state enacting laws to this effect. Okay? And of course, Schumer fired back, "If it's going to help big CEOs, but not the workers, or hurt the workers, that's not going to happen." I mean, of course, right? I mean, both parties have their punching bags, right? The people or the concepts or the ideologies that they can hammer on all they want, right? So for Democrats, it's fat cat CEOs, for one, right? For Republicans, for example, it might be single-payer healthcare, okay? So Schumer's just repeating an old party line there. I wouldn't read too much into that. I'm actually hopeful, maybe a little more hopeful than I was yesterday, that Democrats and Republicans will find some common ground in the next relief package, but both sides will obviously have to make compromises, okay? All right, so I'm seeing some more stimulus payments come in the comments, especially from those on Social Security retirement and SSDI, as expected this week. I'm expecting a lot of deposits today, as well as some obviously later this week. Of course, like I told you in my April 25th update, SSI and Veterans Benefits stimulus payments aren't expected to hit until next month. Some of you have already received it, great. But the majority won't be hitting until May, okay? And for those of you on SSI and Veterans Benefits who need to report qualifying children for the 500, you gotta use the IRS non-filers tool by May 5th, okay? And one more thing, you know, just about the next bill. I was debating whether or not to include this because the individual I'm going to talk about is not a mover nor a shaker, okay? But it's still kind of interesting. So Kevin Hassett, he's some brainiac economics PhD. This guy was Trump's chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, basically the head of an agency that advises the president on economic policy. He was in this role for a couple years from 2017 through 2019, and then he stepped down. But now he's back in as an advisor to the Trump administration on the economic situation due to the coronavirus. And he said yesterday that more stimulus checks, more direct cash payments to the people are, and I quote, something that we are studying very carefully. And I know that people in the House are as well, end quote. So, you know, that's kind of interesting that he said this. We know that Trump himself is not entirely opposed to more stimulus checks, right, based on something he said a few weeks ago. But this Hassett guy just said this yesterday, right? But remember, this guy's not really a decision maker. He's basically just like an egghead advisor to the president. But still, I thought that was interesting, okay? Now look, the Senate is back in D.C. next week on May 4th, okay? The House will not be returning next week. The Capitol physician said it wouldn't be prudent for the House to return due to the coronavirus spread in D.C. So the House will not be returning next week. At least that's what it looks like right now. However, House Majority Leader Hoyer said that House leaders will call members back to Washington when the next relief bill is ready for a vote, okay? So I'm thinking here that we're gonna see the Republican-led Senate, right, who is back in session next week, kind of guide the conversation here, right? Because they're actually back in session, getting on the floor, talking and debating. The House will not be back in Washington next week though, okay? At least that's the latest so far. All right. What else? Well, the IRS tool for non-filers now has a Spanish version, right? You can see the button right down here, but it's interesting, right? If you click the English version, it takes you to freefillableforms.com, but if you click the Spanish version, it takes you to easytaxreturn.com. And this site looks kind of cheesy. Maybe if you just came across it, you might think it's a scam, but it's actually not, okay, with the stock image and everything. But you look at the IRS free file page, and you'll see that this website is actually an official free file online provider. So just like with freefillableforms.com, don't be taken aback that you're leaving the IRS website and being taken to this private entity's tax preparation site with the bright colors and the stock photo, okay? Don't be alarmed by that. And obviously, if you already did the tool in English, you should not do it again in Spanish, all right? All right, so shifting gears, Treasury wants stimulus payments back from dead people. In my stimulus update from April 19th, I told you that Trump said he wants to get the money back, so maybe they're gonna do it, I don't know. Treasury spokesperson said that the Treasury is trying to come up with a plan for people to return the money. Mnuchin said, and I quote, heirs should be returning that money, end quote. Honestly, I think this is stupid. I think the Trump administration saw all these reports about how dead people are getting stimulus before living people, and they thought it was a bad look. So now it looks like they're wanting to invest a lot of time and resources into trying to get this money back from dead people. And I think it's dumb. I think there are more important things that need fixing than grandma getting dead grandpa's check and cashing it, okay? Like maybe, I don't know, the Lakers getting a PPP loan, okay? I think there's other areas of the government right now having to do with the stimulus that are more pressing than dead people, you know, a few dead people getting stimulus checks, all right? Anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. Now, speaking of PPP, okay, now we're in round two of the Paycheck Protection Program, all right? It reopened earlier this week after the additional funding was signed into law last Friday, but there are still major issues. You know, with the PPP, you apply with SBA-approved lenders. You don't apply with the SBA itself, right? And so many banks and lenders said, as they process applications, they have to use the SBA system for their applications, right? They say the SBA system would crash. Probably expected, right? When a portal like that reopened so suddenly, right? And all at once, and everybody wants to get in, right? So what am I saying? Well, we're definitely onto a rocky start, right? But if you're out there still looking for a lender, I mentioned this before, don't be afraid to submit an application at multiple financial institutions. You can only get one PPP loan, but don't be afraid to submit an application to multiple places, both online like the fintechs as well as traditional banks and credit unions, okay? Especially smaller local credit unions who may not have the backlog of the huge multinational banks. And frankly, it looks like those huge multinational or those huge, you know, national banks have actually not been sticking up for the little guy with this. Okay, what else is new? I'm gonna talk about that in a second. Okay, but now let's just talk about the EIDL, right? Like I said yesterday, the EIDL application has not yet been reopened. All right, now back to those banks. Earlier this week, I talked about the greed on the part of these big banks, right? For approving PPP loans for these huge companies like Zeus Chris and Shake Shack. And as we've recently learned, the LA Lakers, right? Look, I'm a Laker fan, love them. I know, you know, they're hurting right now with everything going on in sports, but they don't need a forgivable loan. Sure, they might need some cash right now, and sure, they should be able to get a loan, but they don't need a loan that they don't have to pay back. They don't need this forgivable loan. I'm thrilled for them if they have access to cheap government money, but not free government money, okay? These PPP loans are intended for true small businesses, not billion-dollar sports franchises, okay? And now several of these big banks are, in fact, facing class action lawsuits for how they handled the PPP processing, right? Putting the larger loans at the front of the line, okay? And putting the little loans, you know, for the small businesses that this program was made for, at the back of the line, all right? Greed, 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 that's what you get from the banks. That said, Mnuchin did say yesterday that the Trump administration will audit every company that receives a PPP loan of greater than $2 million to make sure the business actually needed it. Mnuchin said, and I quote, "This was a program designed for small businesses. It was not a program that was designed for public companies that had liquidity." And dozens of public companies got PPP loans, okay? The oversight here was just not good, just objectively speaking. I understand that they were flooded with applicants, right? But honestly, there should have been somebody at the SBA stepping in on these huge loans. When big publicly traded companies applied, someone should have looked at the application and said, no, nine-figure, 10-figure companies, this is not for them. This is for small business, keyword small, right? Didn't happen, and I hope they fix it. And like I said earlier, I would rather they fix this a lot faster and devote any resources or any room in the budget they have that they're gonna devote to getting dead grandpa's check back and put those resources into this, okay? This PPP to help small businesses so they can keep people on payroll, keep people employed, keep people working. Okay, I think the whole getting stimulus checks back from dead people, it's just a dog and pony show. Okay, is it fair, right? Is it fair that grandma, instead of getting $1,200, she got $2,400 because she got her own check and plus dead grandpa's check? No, it's not fair technically, right? You should have only got $1,200. But there are worse things, bigger fish to fry in the government than that. Okay. All right, I need to move on. Let's move on to questions. Some people were asking questions about Gilead Sciences and coronavirus treatments and should they buy Gilead? And it's like, look, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a researcher, I'm not anything like that. I'm not going to posit myself on it as an expert on whether or not Gilead's COVID treatments are going to be effective or not. I hope they are, just like all of us, right? But I'm not gonna say, oh yeah, this looks really good. You know, I think maybe you should think about buying Gilead right now, because frankly, you probably have just as good and informed an opinion about that as I would. I'm not an expert on that. I can read the news about it. You know, I can read what some journalist thinks about it. But at the end of the day, we really don't know right now, okay? And frankly, if you're a medical professional, your opinion on the Gilead thing is probably more accurate than mine, right? So I'm not gonna speak to that. I'm gonna stay in my lane, talk about finances, credit, investing, real estate, right? Those are the things I love. And right now, though, obviously, the stimulus and what's going on Capitol Hill in this pivotal time in American and really world history, okay? So let's talk about stimulus questions. Keisha X asks, I got my payment. I did not receive my child's payment. Do you have any answers? Unfortunately, no. I don't really have a whole lot of answers for you, but I will say this is looking to be an apparently very common situation. So what can we do? The answer at this point is all you can do is wait, right? Perhaps wait for more IRS guidance on the subject. You know, hopefully they'll come out and say, hey, millions of Americans got the $1,200, but they didn't get the $500 for their children. Here's what you got to do. You know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed for that, and once I see if the IRS does that, I'll give an update here, okay? Now, we do know that some IRS employees are coming back to work. I talked about this yesterday. Hopefully someday soon, they'll be processing paper tax returns again, right? And there'll be live bodies answering phones again. Perhaps at that phone number that was on the bottom of the Trump letters that I talked about in my update from 2 days ago. I called that number, all I got was robots, okay? But maybe with these employees coming back, they'll have people at the phones again that you can talk to about your situation. But you know, of course, that that phone line will be, if you get through it all to a live person, it could take half your day. Okay, so I'm hoping that the IRS hopefully comes out with something to help people in your situation. But of course, if all else fails and the IRS doesn't fix this in 2020, then your only recourse would be to claim your child on your 2020 tax return and get the extra $500 there, right? Also, this is probably a very small subset of cases, but think if anybody knows your child's social, right? Is it possible they claim them erroneously or even maliciously, okay? If you e-filed your tax return, it would get rejected if you tried to claim your child using their social and somebody else previously had. But if you paper filed, you wouldn't know, right? Until the IRS comes back and says, hey, you both claimed this child. And he probably wouldn't know it because the IRS isn't processing paper returns right now. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened here, because there's another more perfectly reasonable explanation for this, i.e. the IRS screwed up. But I wouldn't be surprised if in at least a few cases, what happened is someone claimed the kid who shouldn't have. So, Fanny asks, will you get a stimulus if you were a dependent on one of your children's taxes in 2018 but not 2019 and you were only on Social Security benefits? Well, Fanny, the good news is that you are eligible if you were not able to be claimed as a dependent on your son or daughter's tax return in 2019, even though you were able to be claimed as a dependent in 2019, right? And as long as your income is under the limits. Now, here's where it gets tricky. I assume based on your question that your son or daughter has already filed their 2019 tax return. If they have not, the IRS is just going to look at their 2018 data. So I would recommend that if your child has not yet filed their 2019 tax return, for you to use the non-filers tool just to be safe, because it sounds like your only income is Social Security, in which case you're not required to file a tax return, so you'd use the non-filers tool. But if your son or daughter has already filed their 2019 tax return, and it kind of sounds like that's the case here based on your question, the way you phrased it. Well, in this case, then presumably the IRS knew, or at least they should know, that you're not a dependent in 2019, right? If they didn't claim you, okay? But as we've seen, sometimes, and especially dealing with this much data, the IRS has trouble putting two and two together, meaning they might still have you in their system as able to be claimed as a dependent, even though your child didn't actually claim you in 2019. So I'd be curious to know, first of all, what the Get My Payment tool says for you, okay? Because you are eligible for this payment, okay? So I wanna know what the Get My Payment tool says. Because by now, those on Social Security retirement, who receive Form SSA 1099, as well as SSDI, right, should, according to the IRS, I know it's not working perfectly for everybody, but according to the IRS, those who receive SSA 1099 should be able to see their information in the Get My Payment tool pertaining to their stimulus payment. So first I would say check the Get My Payment tool. If the Get My Payment tool isn't helpful and doesn't give you a straight answer, then I would say see if you get your payment this week, because this week is the week that those on Social Security retirement and SSDI were supposed to get their stimulus automatically if they're on direct deposit. If you don't get it this week, I would consider using the IRS tool for non-filers and make sure you don't check the box. Someone can claim you as a dependent, okay? Doing so will positively confirm to the IRS that you are eligible, right? Because right now, they'd have to put two and two together, right? They'd have to look at your child's tax return for 2019 and apply that information on your child's tax return to your situation, kind of a two-step thing. But the IRS often has a one-track mind. But using the IRS tool for non-filers will make it clear in the IRS system that you are not able to be claimed as a dependent by someone else in 2019 and make it clear to them that you are in fact eligible for a stimulus payment. All right? Melissa asks, good afternoon, Mr. Alec. I would like to start my loan grant application for the $1,000, but I don't know exactly which .gov site. Can you please help me? Thank you in advance. Well, Melissa, the site URL for the EIDL loan grant application is rather long, so I'll put it here on the screen as well as in the description. But as I mentioned yesterday, the lapse in appropriations message still appears, meaning that you can't submit an application here right now, because even though a little bit more money was allocated to this program, you know, they had such a huge backlog though, right, that it's not reopened yet. Will it reopen in the future? I hope so, but all I can say right now is to check there. Tina Hogan says, is it true that if you are married and you file jointly and you do not have a joint bank account, you have to wait for a paper check? The portal says that my husband and I are both entitled to the payment, but it won't accept direct deposit info and doesn't state when to expect a check. Right, so if your tax return was filed jointly, but the IRS doesn't have a joint bank account on file for you, the bank will likely reject the stimulus payment when it's submitted for a deposit as a security measure. So unless you add his name to your account or he has your name to his account, yes, the payment will likely be rejected and you should expect a paper check. Now, even if one of you adds the name of the other to their account, this doesn't guarantee that it will still be direct deposited, because the IRS behind the scenes, now it might not be apparent right now on the Get My Payment tool, as you've seen, which isn't very helpful for you right now, but the IRS may still be in the process of already processing your paper check. They just haven't told you yet, in which case you would go through the effort of adding the other's name for nothing. Okay, so yeah, it's just a security feature that banks have, right? And in situations like this, it can frankly be a little annoying. Millie asks, I have a question. My mom has received her stimulus payment. I get Social Security, but since she is my representative payee, am I eligible for a stimulus payment? Our Social Security goes into her account. Thanks. Yeah, Millie, as long as you're otherwise eligible for stimulus, that is, you can't be claimed as a dependent and your income is under the limits, you're good. You're eligible, regardless of whether or not you have a representative payee for your benefits, okay? Now, in terms of where your payment will be deposited, Treasury has said your stimulus will be deposited in the same manner in which you get your normal monthly benefits. So based on that statement, it sounds like your stimulus payment would be deposited into your mother's account, since as your representative payee, your monthly benefits are deposited into her account. Now, I'm sure you trust your mom, right? You trust her with your monthly benefits, which are legally yours, just like the stimulus payment is legally yours, right? They're just deposited in her account, right, for her to manage, obviously. But I would still check that Get My Payment tool, right, just to check on the status of it, okay, just so you can see where it's going to be going so there's no confusion, all right? Okay, that's it for today. I think I've talked too much. This one will be definitely one of my longer stimulus updates, but hey, you know, there's still so much to talk about, right, and I'm going to talk about it. So, stay safe, everybody, and I will see you tomorrow.